Alrighty. So, joining me here in studio, we've got Matthew Brockmeyer, a local author who has written a spooky story. What is the name of this story?
The story is called Kind Nepenthe.
Nepenthe?
Nepenthe is a substance that makes one forget heartache and pain. It was originally a mythological substance that Homer talked about, but I use it as Edgar Allan Poe used it in his poem, The Raven. He says, quaff, oh, quaff this kind Nepenthe and forget this lost Lenore, which basically means to intoxicate oneself to lose heartache and pain, which is a central theme of the novel.
Cool. So, I guess, in a nutshell, what's this? Describe this story.
The story is about Rebecca, a young single mother, her boyfriend Calendula, and her daughter Megan, who travel up to the far eastern hills of southern Humboldt from San Diego to work on a pot farm so that they can make enough money to buy their own land, because they want to be able to grow their own food and have a hippie paradise. But the place where they move is the exact opposite of all their ideals.
Ooh.
I'm really trying to continue the tradition of America and California as seen by, like, John Steinbeck. You think about Grapes of Wrath and in particular of Mice and Men, where you have these two wounded and flawed characters in search of a place of land where they can live off the fat of the land and survive.
Fantastic. Now, we were talking a little bit off air. You've written a lot of short stories. This is your first full novel, though, correct?
That is right.
Fantastic. Where have the short stories been published?
I've had short stories published in Pulp Metal magazine, in Deciduous Tales magazine, in Body Parts magazine, in so many places, tons of anthologies. Lots and lots of anthologies, too.
And you're going to be putting out actually a collection of short stories soon, correct?
That's right. In the spring of 2019, I'll have a collection of short stories coming out called Under a Rotting Sky.
Wow. Now, this book that you've got right now, there is an event coming up on Friday where it's going to be featured. Why don't you tell folks about that?
Right here in beautiful downtown Ferndale at the Ferndale Victorian Halloween celebration. I will be at Chapman's Bookery signing copies of my novel, and I'll also be reciting Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven.
Ah, fantastic.
It's going to be a great family-friendly event. I think there's going to be pumpkin carving and scarecrows and trigger-treating, so bring the family and stop them by.
Raven's a great book, of course. Another great story. So, speaking of stories, I know you've got your book with you. You've got a few little passages highlighted there. You want to give us just a little taste?
Sure. I'll start at the beginning. I begin with a Shakespeare quote. I'm a big, huge Shakespeare fan.
Mm-hmm.
Devouring time, blunt thou the lion's paws, and let the earth devour her own sweet brood. Rebecca Hawthorne couldn't deny it anymore. Her little girl had grown strange since they'd moved to Coyote's compound. And it wasn't just her obsession with ghosts and her refusal to use the outhouse, or her compulsion to find all the dead ravens in the forest and play with them like they were toys, stacking them up into shimmering black pyramids, their wings entangled, beaks hanging open. No, it was something deeper. A fog seemed to have settled on her, hazing her once lively 5-year-old glow, the way a bright pane of glass might slowly turn opaque from the elements. Her head always lowered, as though weighted down by thought, her eyes dull and haggard. And no matter how much Rebecca tried to cheer her up, that moody grayness remained. Megan had always been full of questions, but lately they'd taken on a darker tone. "Mommy," she asked as they climbed up the trail, stepping through the patches of darkness and light that fell on the forest floor. "Are we going to stay here forever and ever?" Rebecca shook back her long auburn dreadlocks, pushed up her glasses, and tried to laugh the question off. "Don't be silly, honey. Of course not. Only until we can make enough money to buy our own land. Somewhere we can grow our own food, have chickens and goats, a flock of ducks. Wouldn't you like that? Your own land with some baby ducks to take care of?" "Yes, but Mommy, if there's no such thing as ghosts, why do people say this place is haunted?" Rebecca pressed her bottom lip between her teeth, wondering where in the hell Megan had picked up all these stupid stories. Was Calendula feeding her this crap? Coyote? "Oh, sweetie, people say all kinds of things. It's just a silly story. Ghost stories can be fun, but ghosts aren't real." She quickly tried to change the subject. "Those sure were some good huckleberries, huh, kiddo? We were lucky to find them this late in the season." Maybe I'll make pancakes tomorrow morning. We can put them in them. Sound good? Megan merely nodded and returned her gaze to the ground. Rebecca lifted her face to the breeze that swept along the river, over the mossy rocks and bracken ferns, and up the steep hillside of Manzanita Madrone. A storm was on its way, blowing in over the hills to the west. All the weather forecasters she'd been hearing on the little transistor radio were warning of an El Nino winter, warm Pacific currents from the south bringing heavy rains and wind. I think we're going to get some weather, kiddo. She gazed out at the tall redwoods and Douglas firs along the horizon, their branches stirring lazily beneath a gathering of dark clouds. Three buzzards circled far in the distance, honing in on something dead. Yep, a storm is definitely coming. Feels like a big one, too.
Nice. Great imagery there.
I love the landscape of Humboldt, and it's a wonderful thing to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. I read lots of audiobooks, so I felt like I was reading an audiobook right now. It's like, this is really good. It's a very, very, very enjoyable. If someone is intrigued and wants a copy of this, where do they find it?
Of course, right here at Chapman's Bookery in Ferndale, and Northtown Books in Arcata, Eureka Books and the Booklegger in Eureka,
nice.
Rain All Day Books in Fortuna, The Art of the Burl in Miranda, The Peg House in Leggett.
So pretty much anywhere books are sold.
Anywhere books are sold. And, of course, on Amazon. It was a Amazon bestseller. So
nice. Fantastic. This came out 2017, correct?
That's right.
Fantastic. Well, it's really, really terrific. And thanks for coming out and doing this thing Friday tomorrow. That's going to be a lot of fun.
My pleasure. I can't wait. It's going to be a blast.
It really is. It really is. And we were talking a little bit off air. Humboldt County has got just a for the population of Humboldt County, we have an enormous amount of authors here.
Oh, we really do. Yeah,
it's kind of amazing how many we have here. And I am guessing that this is kind of an ideal setting for being an author. I'm sure the muse speaks very well to you here.
Well, especially for me, because I live in an off-grid cabin in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of time to sit and stare out the window and think of ideas. And, of course, read. Reading is one of the most important things for any writer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I really do appreciate it. And again, thanks for coming out tomorrow to be part of this.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Cliff. It was a pleasure.
All righty. Matthew Brockmeyer. And again, the title of the book is?
Kind Nepenthe.
Thank you for saying it. I can actually say that. All righty. So I think it's high time we played some ghost music. This is Hungry Ghost. Hooray for the riffraff here at KHUM.